Hi everyone. I was just listening to the father of functional medicine, Dr. Jeffrey Bland. Love him. I've met him several times throughout my life as a naturopath over the last 3 decades. He's phenomenal. And one of the things he was just sharing was that it was about a new gut cancer connection. So they found that 40% of cancer is preventable through the microbiome inflammation. So I'm Madonna, I'm from New Leaf Natural Therapies and the Natural Alternative Podcast. And I think this is really cool about the research that's emerging right now, and it's empowering. We know that around 40% of cancer links to modifiable lifestyle factors. So that doesn't mean that prevention is guaranteed, but it does mean our daily choices and our internal environment matter more than we ever realized. So one of the biggest breakthroughs is this: cancer risk isn't just about genetics or digestion. It's deeply connected to your microbiome. So the microbiome is all the gut bugs, and we can have up to 5 kilos of them in the body, and they send us signaling messages. So we used to think that gut bacteria only affected bloating or bowel habits. Now we know they influence inflammation, immune signaling, metabolic stress, hormone imbalance, and even how the body identifies abnormal cells. Phenomenal. So when the microbiome is imbalanced, certain bacteria can create what researchers call an immune storm. Constant low-grade inflammation that increases risk across the whole body, not just the digestive tract. And this is why prebiotics and probiotics matter. They help feed the shape of the microbial ecosystem. But here's the challenge: to support gut lining, inflammation, immune balance, and metabolic health, most people could take, say, 8 to 12 supplements a day. Let's think about it for a sec. You might need a probiotic, a prebiotic. You might need glutamine, and zinc carnosine helps with ulcerations. Omega-3s helps with flexibility in the gut lining. Polyphenols, that's all the beautiful colored things in food. So, the eating the color of the rainbow. Vitamin D is really important for that elasticity and for leaky gut. Gut lining support, anti-inflammatory herbs, metabolic support, and more. Now, that's a lot for the average person to take. I've taken oodles of supplements over the years. So people have been asking me where Tri-GLP fits in. So Tri-GLP, the GLP-1, the GLP-2, and the GIP, where do they fit into this conversation? So here's the simple, safe answer. I'm not talking about treating or reversing or preventing cancer. I'm talking about supporting the terrain, the internal environment that influences inflammation, gut integrity, and immune balance. So because these incretin pathways naturally help the body strengthen the gut lining, that's GLP-2, regulate inflammation, GLP-1 plays a role, and support metabolic stability, that's GLP-1 and GIP, and to improve the gut immune communication. So instead of needing a whole bunch of separate supplements to influence all these systems, Tri-GLP works at a signaling level, the control panel, not just the individual switches. Again, not a treatment, not a cure, not a cancer-specific tool, but a way to support the foundations that help the body stay resilient. I'm going to add Dr. Jeff Bland here at the end. So if you can go find him, like I said, I've known him for a long, long time, the father of functional medicine. Hope you enjoy him. Have a great day. And again, I would point out that the way that Dr. Jeffrey Bland speaks is the way that I've been thinking for 30 years. He's been one of my major teachers. So it's really interesting that now, with my new knowledge about the Tri-GLP, I just get a whole different perspective with everything that researchers are saying. So let's just have a listen.
Cancer is not inevitable. In fact, 40% of cancers are preventable by looking at risk factors. That's what the latest data says, 40%, 4 out of 10. So what do we do about risk factors? Well, one that's really important is in our digestive system. It turns out that our digestive system is the place where over 70% of our immune system resides. And when our immune system of our gut is getting bad information from the microbiome, it increases our relative risk of systemic cancer, not just digestive cancers. That's extraordinary research. It's just coming out now that really starts to look at how our digestive microbiome connects to cancer risk. Keep a healthy digestive system. Make sure you're getting pre and probiotics. Make sure that you're not dysbiotic and having these funny bacteria that are creating an immune storm. That's the next approach that we have to preventing cancer.
Love, Dr. Jeff. Have a great day.